Okay, so we come now finally to Malacha number 39. What's up? List of the 39 Malachas, which of course means taking out, transferring Rishus. Basically, basically, it's interesting that Hotzah has more information than any other Malacha presented in Masechet Shabbos. In fact, I saw someone quote, there's more material in Hotzah than any other single topic in entire Shas. There's more on Hotzah than any other single topic in all of Shas. But okay, that's interesting horror. But be that as it may, we know the Mishnah says in Klal Gadol, source number one, at Lion Gimel Aleph. They don't have an extra packet of the Makaros, Mishnah.
What I can do is you can
email it to you. Yeah, we send it out on WhatsApp. Okay, so Mishnah says, I go Aleph, last was Hamotzi, Merishus, Lerishus. You transfer something from one domain to another domain, and that's what we'll talk about tomorrow and Thursday, B'ezras Hashem, what it means from one domain to another domain. But we'll keep it simple now. From one property to one area, a broad area. So that's the last of the Malachas. Malachas, those are the 40 less 1, 39 Malachas of Shabbos. Okay, so let's take a look. Where was this in the Mishnah? So back in source 2, back in the Gemara, the Mem Testament base, the Gemara states, Tanya Kamad Amar Kenegat Avodos HaMishkan. That's one of the sugars we've seen several times where they discuss the parallels between what was done in the Mishkan and the Malachas that prohibited on Shabbos. The Sanya Ein Chayven Ela on Malacha Shekiyotzi Bahaisa Mishkan. Okay, we know that. The only Chayven on Shabbos for Malacha, which was similar to what that was done in the Mishkan. And among the different examples, we had quotes of all the things we had when we looked at that sugar earlier in the year, but for our purpose now, it says, Heim Helos Akroshim Mekarkal Agol. When they dismantled the Mishkan, they had to move the crush from the beams from the karka, from the ground where it was resting, onto the wagons. We had in last week's sedra, right? In the end of Parshas Bamidbar, the Torah describes, maybe last week because the Shavuot was, but I mean, it was the last sedra that we had. So the Torah describes the end of Bamidbar, how all the different kalim and the vessels of the Mishkan were moved when they had to dismantle and travel from place to place. So it says that the crush were put on the wagons. Actually, in this coming week's sedra, Parshas Noso, the end of the Sedra, right before the Chanukah Sanosim, describes that the different, which branches of the Levi family were responsible for what, and it says they donated wagons and so on to transport stuff. Anyway, at the end of this week's Sedra too, and so it says, hey, Melos, Akrushim, Karakal, Agol. So you took the beams, the supporting planks, Akrushim, the pillars, which were on the ground, they were taken and put onto a wagon. So that is an act of, as Rashi explains, the Karakas, which was Harabim. Right, the agola, the wagon, has qualifies for seyachid shavua asar v'rachava arboa because it's more than 10 tefachim off the ground. It's more than 4 wide. That's the definition of Rosh Hashanah, which we'll talk about tomorrow, B'ez Hashem. But for now, that's the Rosh Hashanah. So, Haim Helos HaKoshim, Karka Lagola, the Koshim were moved from the Karka into the wagon. Therefore, Atem Lo Tachnisim, Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah. Therefore, you're prohibited. Again, that Gemara says, whatever they did, that's what we're not allowed to do on Shabbos. So, they moved the Koshim from Rosh Hashanah from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. So, we're not Atem Lo Tachnisim, Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah. So, we can't move something from Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah. Similarly, Haim Horidu as Akrushim, when they got to the next destination, Haim Horidu as Akrushim, Agala Karka, they took the Akrushim off the wagons, put them onto the Karka, again, from Rosh Hashanah, this time to Rosh Hashanah. Therefore, Atem Lo Sotziyom Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah. That's exactly what you can't do. Furthermore, Haim Hotziyom Agala Agala, they also sometimes moved the beams, or the planks from one Agala, from one wagon to another. Okay, Rashi explained at some length. I mean, let's take a look. We'll see in a moment. They go inside above. Rashi explains how the wagons were lined up sort of in front of the Mishkan. So they passed them onto one wagon and from that wagon to the one in front of it. And then a whole system of passing the wagon. So the beams were moved from one wagon to another, from Rosh Hashanah to another Shusiyach. Therefore, you should not do move some Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. So we're asked right away, what do you mean? Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, my covet. What do? You move them from one Rosh Hashanah to another Rosh Hashanah. Abai Rabba, Dhamma Chirayo, Timur of Adab Rabba, whoever it was, Mirshus Hayach, Rosh Derech, Rosh Rabba. Because there was space in between the wagons. Derech Rabba, Rosh explains there in Mem Tesla Vez, in Source 3, the Avir Shabbain Hagolos, Rosh Rabba, in between. The wagons weren't attached, it was like a train. Wagons were attached, the wagon was in space, it was a wagon in front of it. So the one from one Rosh Yachid, as they passed it forward, one Rosh Yachid to another Rosh Yachid, Derech Rosh Rabba. So you're also not allowed to transfer on Shabbos from my Rosh Yachid to your Rosh Yachid, it goes through Rosh Rabba. Yeah. No, no, no. When they were loading up, the wagons were lined up. So they passed the beam onto one wagon, and then they moved that to the wagon in front, and they moved to the wagon. They kept moving it forward.
Wagon itself was yachid.
Yeah.
Was it
on both wagons? We'll talk about that later. Let's assume it was never on. That's a different thing we'll get to later in the shiur. What if something never really left one reshus? But they passed it forward. Let's assume it was completely removed. Okay? Anyway, that's the Sugah Mem Tesem. Similarly, Sari Vol Mer Aleph, it's actually Mishnah. I didn't include the word Mishnah. So it's four. It's Mishnah. The beginning of the parak called Azorik. Sari Vol Mer Aleph. Azorik, Mershuach Lushus Rabbin. If I throw something, or Mershuach Rabbin Shus Yachid, then Chayav. Okay? I'm going to say, if you threw something from Rishus Yachid to another Rishus Yachid with a Rishus Rab in the middle, if you threw it, Rekib is Mechayev, but the Chacham and Pater. Why? Kate said, what's the case? Again, Lashitz Rabbanon. Okay, look at Rashi, the second Rashi there in Tzadi Bamad Alvin 5. Kate said, Rabbanon Kamil, this is within the Shitz Rabbanon, said, you're Pater. What's the issue? Okay, Shtei Gzuz Tros, Zu Keneged Zu, Rishus Rabbanon. Yeah, two. So it's sort of like a balconies. Not necessarily a balcony like we have with not a walled balcony, but some protrusion from where Shirah had stuck out, like a shelf almost, picture. And the two are opposite each other. So stay Gzuz Tros. Rashi says there in the third Rashi in Side Roman Alpha, printed 5, Gzuz Tros. Okay, and they're kind of walls, not walls, on a shelf, boards, unwalled balconies. Zizin Hayotzin and Akosel. And then they put things there and saw it, store some kind of a shelf. You can picture maybe not a balcony and a person going, but maybe sometimes people have things that stick out. They put plants on outside. I'm talking about some kind of a sill or kind of thing. Okay, anyway, so zoo connected to the opposite of Rishon Rabbim. Hamoshit bazorik mizul zu potter. Okay, if you throw from one to another, let's say opposite each other, okay, so something here, and I toss it across, lands on the other one, on the opposite side, then you're potter. Okay, so Rashi explains, Zu keneged zu, b'shnei tzidei rishus rabban. Right, there's a street in the middle. This is rishus yachid. Had this little, I'm using the word balcony, but I'm using it loosely. I don't know how they translate exactly, it's just gross, but that means that sometimes a shelf, like the way that's explained it, a sill. And I threw something from one rishus yachid to another rishus yachid, opposite, and there's a rishus rabban in the middle. Okay. That's Rashi says, "B'shnei tzidur sarav, behen rusyachet shegvoa sar v'chavas arbo." The 10 tefachim off the ground, they're 4 tefachim wide. That's why most of the sills that we think of with those are probably not that big enough, but to consider separate shuls. But means it's a board that has the right dimensions. Fine. So your potter says the chachamim. Why? So Rashi says there in Divrei Asma potter and Sari Rav Menav. Rashi says, Shalom atzinu zvika v'oshotom leches ha-mishkan v'shiyach l'v'shiyachan v'roch v'shirab mafsi b'nem. Because there's nothing parallel in the Mishkan to that. You don't find throwing or extending. You don't have it. And Rashi says, Shalom ha'isa v'odos avirim kein l'hoshik k'roshim v'agol l'agol shubitzida el l'agol shalfanel. Like I explained before, when they passed things from wagon to wagon, it was wagons were on the same side. In other words, they were lined up one in back of the other. So it wasn't opposite. It wasn't the way this case is set up, where there's a Rishus Rabbim in the middle between the two Rishus Yachid. Rather, the Rishus Yachid is one right in front of it, a little bit different. So that's the way it was in the Mishkan. Sharba Agalos Halev Neymari, again, that's in this week's end at the end of Naso. Sharba Agalos Halev Neymari, Shem Nosin Karsha Mishkan, Vein Holkim Shtaim Kechot. So Rashi gives it a whole cheshbon of how they lined it up. And Hayom Mamidim Agalos. Okay, but it wasn't opposite each other. So they only passed to the one in front of it on the same side of the street, so to speak. Right? Not opposite each other. But Rashi concludes, look at the last words that Rashi, Potter, you didn't have to pass one to the other because they were both next to the Mishkan. In other words, you loaded it right up. You didn't have to pass from wagon A to wagon B next to it because they're on the same side. That's where the boards were. So they just loaded onto one wagon, loaded onto another wagon. You never had to pass from the wagon to the wagon next to it, only to the ones in front. And therefore, the Gemara continues. Now look back in the Gemara. Okay, the Mishnah rather, before, the second last line. Hayushtam b'diyuta achas. But if they talk, we're both on the same side. Let's say, picture a balcony, not balcony here and a balcony in the middle. the balcony here and a balcony next to it, right? The neighbor on this side, right? Not across the street, but next to it, with you to achas. Okay, on one side, then hamoshit chayav. Okay, then if you pass something across, you are takichayav, because that is parallel to passing from one wagon to the other, right? If it's on the same side. Not that the rabbim is only dividing on the opposite side. That's the distinction between zu keneged zu and bedu da'achas. Then a motion chayav, but vazorik is still putter. Look at the Rashi. I was staying bedu da'achas. Chomer ba'aliyah achas ba'orech rishus harabim, along the length of the rishus harabim, on the same side of the street. Okay, you follow it like a building, and there's a rishus harabim here, and there's a balcony here, and there's a balcony here, and a balcony here, and a balcony here. Passing this way, that you would be chayav, because that's parallel to the wagon to the mishkan, passing to the one in front of it, so to speak. Okay, that is parallel. But even so, Hazorik Potter, because again, they were never through the beams. It wasn't what was done in the Mishkan. Okay, Potter, again, we'll discuss Potter also, but Potter on the Raisa, because it wasn't parallel to the Mishkan. All right? Loma, the next Rashi, Hazorik Potter, Loma Tzino Zrika, Mishriyach, Mishriyach, Derech, Mishriyach, Mishkan. Loborach, Loborach, in neither direction. Not lengthwise, not widthwise. We never find Zrika. So that's why they hold that Zorik is Potter. And the Gemara concludes, the Mishnah concludes rather, Shekach Haisa Avodas Halavim, Shtei Agolo Zu Achar Zu Bershrab, one was behind the other, so it was on the same side. Moshitin Akroshim Zu Mizu, they would pass the Akroshim, but they would not throw them. Okay, that's the, that is the Mishnah. Now, so the Gemara on that Mishnah, that's Tadi Vav Manal, so the Gemara on source 6, the Gemara on that Mishnah, the Gemara on Tadi Vav on base 6, the Gemara says, Michti, Zrika Toldo Dotsoi. Okay, Zrika is a toldo, all right? And Rashi explains why there in Sadi Roman Basin. So 7, Michti, Zrika, toldo, dotza, al-korcho, toldi, the lo nimnas, bovas, malachos, bovas, malachos. The malachos is called hotza, not called zorik, okay? But it's similar in many ways, so it's a toldo, okay? Toldo, dotzoi, she'en l'cho, l'tzito, toldo, slavacher, the main hotzoi, yamur, bovas, malachos. Similar to hotza, it's not similar to anything else, Zrika, but it's still also doraisa, but it's a toldo, not an o. Okay, fine. So Mar now asks, so 1 second. Hotza gufa hechi ksiva. Where is Hotza written? Okay, where do we see that Hotza itself is also? The Zrika, the mission begins Hazorik, right? And the assumption is that Zrika is also, so Rashi tells us the tolda, not an av, it's a tolda of Hotza. But where do we see that Hotza is also? That's the Gemara's kasha. Hotza gufa hechi ksiva. Okay. So might as well ketosis is an important point. Ketosis, what do you mean? You're right, it's not written, but it's one of the things they did in the Mishkan. We explained that back on Memtes. So that's Tosas Kasha. So you look at 8, Tosas Hotza Gufa Hechzi, what do you mean? They're not being written. Most of the Malachos are not written, right? They're not specifically written. They were all learned from the activities of the Mishkan. So we had back on Memtes. We just saw the Gemara. They should do it. So that's what Tosas 1 is. Tosas says, Balfa Gav Shahaisa Mishkan. Kedomar, he refers back to that Gemara. They don't say the Gemara, but Hey, Mahuidu Kroshim Agol, etc. So what Kasha is going to ask me, where do we see, where is Hotza written that Hotza is also on Shabbos? And Hanam, it's not written. Bishul's not written either. Okay, Kosev is not written either. We learn it out from what they did in the Mishkan. So why is it any different? That tells us Kasha. The Kol Mokom says, Tosas Ilav Diksiv of Mechayev Ela Fisha Melocha Grua. It's an important point. Hotza is referred to as a Melocha Grua. Grua means a second class citizen. You know what I mean? Like it's a lesser type of Melocha. Hotza is, again, not everything that was done in the Mishkan is a malacha, right? There are people, I'm going to give an exaggerated example, people breathe when they were in the Mishkan too, right? I mean, not everything done in the Mishkan, or people had to lift something, not everything, you had to move something. In order to put the beams up, you had to lift it. You know how to lift anything on Shabbos? Obviously, not every motion or every movement made by anyone in the Mishkan is something else on Shabbos, okay? So, but the Gemara says, but Hotza is also, but it's a malacha grua. It's a second class malacha. Why is it a second class malacha? Presumably because, as Tanna Parsha explained, there's no creative change. Nothing changed. All the other malachas have creativity associated with it, right? We associate malacha with creative activity. We discussed it right at the beginning of the year, right? The creative and the changes something. What changed? The item was over here, now it's over there. The same exact item, just location changed, right? So therefore, it's not really, so we need something more than, that's Tosa saying. We need in this Gemara, the Tadi Vav is saying, we need something more than just they did that in the Mishkan. Okay, good. So have a, that's the only one they call the Malacha Grua.
The only one.
Yeah.
I know that the
Yes, that's important.
What's the these two questions? One, I thought that there's a mark this is still for cut wood.
The Gemara brought on this daf, and this daf on Sarivov says that there are different opinions who the, what the Makoshes did. That's one of them.
And then ask yeah.
Some say he was bundle of his ma'amer. Some say he was some Rishu Sushu. Some say he was Kotzer. You can take a look. I didn't print the whole. Take a look. I'm 99% sure that it's on that same daf. Sarivov is very popular page. You look it up, and it has a few different opinions. What the doesn't say what the Makoshes did. We know there was a violation of Shabbos. It doesn't say exactly what the violation was. So it's on that though. Right. The one opinion, Echanan, it is. Okay, anyway, but the Gemara says, why is it different, right? Amar V'Yechanan. The Amar Kor by Itzav Moshe, by Aviru Kol B'Machai, printed the Pesukim for you in Source 9, Parashat Yaakov, Periklam, Vov, Pesukim Dalet Vov, in Source 9. The Gemara has, the Torah tells us, when Moshe was collecting materials for the Mishkan, so I think this was a unique event in the history of fundraising, because the chief fundraiser said, we have enough stuff. We have enough. That's it. Don't give anymore. I don't know if that's ever been repeated again in history. But Lamai said that's what happened then. Okay. So all the Chacham said, Marbi Mahabi, they're bringing so much stuff. Marbi Mahabi, right? They're bringing so much. There was enough already. Okay. We have all the material that we need. So Pasuk Vav, there in Parakalam Vav. I shouldn't say that, by the way. I once had, well, unfortunately, sometimes people come collecting, you know, on Sundays, especially. I don't know where you live. My house is a parade on Sundays of people collecting stock. So, you know, unfortunately, probably not everybody's. Now they get letters and then they get approval from the local VAD and so on. But sometimes people are less than fully scrupulous. And, but one time, someone's collecting, somebody said need an operation, something like that. So I gave a thing. And about a month and a half later, I got my check back. So they raised enough money to pay for the procedure. So it was an honest collector. Okay, anyway, but Lamaisa, here's what happened. So Parag Lamadrav Pasuk Vav, Source 9. Vayitzav Moshe, Vayaviru Kol Bamachan. Moshe let word out in the camp. The Gemara works out about it. Quote the whole Gemara, you can work out. It was on Shabbos. Isha al yasor malach, as soon as I quoted by Kolayim, stop. The Rash, the Gemara explains, look back at Source 6. So Moshe, where was Moshe when he made this announcement? Look at the second line of 6. Moshe, Heichan Abu Yosef, Moshe sitting in Machna Libya. That's where he lived. Right? Moshe lived in the Machna Libya. Right? There were three camps. There was the Machna Shechina, and around that was the Machna Libya, and around that was the Machna Yisrael. And all of them last week said. So Moshe was in the Machna Libya. So Machna Libya, Rosh Hashanah Mavil. That's Rosh Hashanah. Anybody could walk. In fact, Rashi explains. People came to see Moshe Rabbeinu, and then could travel. It was Machlavi's public domain, okay? And Machlavi Rishu Rabbeinu, Karmel Yisrael, lo safiku, the taste. Don't bring anything out. Merushus Hayochid didchu from your personal tent, which is Hayochid, your personal. Oh well, Rashi explains, Merushayochid didchu mealechem. Don't bring them out into the Rishu Rabbeinu. And the Gemara works out. How do you know this announcement happened on Shabbos? The Gemara as a whole, if you want to look it up, I didn't print the whole Gemara, but you can see it. The announcement was made on Shabbos. He's telling him, don't bring anything out from your Rishus HaYochid, which is your tent, to me in the Rishus HaRabim. Okay, so that's how we know that that's a pasuk that Otsah is not allowed. So Gemara asked then a few lines. I didn't print the whole Gemara, how they figured out the announcement on Shabbos. But it was, again, you can look at the Gemara inside. Ashkech on Otsah, Achnos Minalim, so that's in terms of taking out one Rishus to another. What do I bring in from one Rishus? Achnos Minalim. Or says, sorry, because the whole idea is transferring from one domain to another. It doesn't matter if it goes in or out. It's the same iser. And the only thing is, told him, since Hotzah is written, right, that's the three. Told him, okay, good, that's the Gemara. Now, but that only talks about from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachid, or Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim. There's one more piece of the puzzle, and that's in Source 10. Sari Baba Bay still Mavir Arba Amos Birishus Arabim. What about carrying within a Rishus Arabim? More than Arba Amos in a Rishus Arabim proper. Okay. How do we know that? Mikhail Ella Kol Arba Amos Rabim Gemara Gemirilu. Assume it's Allah usually says Gemara Gemirilu. Sometimes it doesn't always mean that, but we'll assume here means Allah Shemisina. Okay? Achalalocha Lemosh Mesina. Yeah, so then Tosus analyzed that a little bit. I mean, I just printed it to be complete, but Tosus there in Sarabombe, the last Achnose, okay, the Gemara says, well, what do you mean? Again, why do you ask about Achnose? That was also in the Mishkan, because they brought the Krushim onto the wagon, not like taking off, okay? like the more answer with Zvika. Zvika, Zvika, Nami, Ika, Zora. Mali, the Otsa, Mali, the Zvika. No, I could also say that Zvika should be part of the Limud because what's the difference? I carried it out or I threw it out. It's the same thing. Okay, so I figured out again it's a Malacha. The Tosa again used the expression Malacha Grua. You might have thought it's different. All right, so Otsa is a funny Malacha because it's the last of Therana Malacha, but it's a Yotzim and a Klau in that it doesn't fit the normal criterion of Malacha, namely that it has to be creative, purposeful activity. Here there's no creativity, but we learn it out. It's written in the Mishkan. We have everything that it's also. Now, there are two basic things to discuss with regards to the Malacha of Hotzah. One is the methodology of Hotzah. And I mentioned previously, and since I'm not going to be teaching you about Erevin, since that's part of the fourth year Halacha Maizma, they call it contemporary Halacha. So I think Rabbi Stein teaches it. So you'll learn about Erevin then. But just to give you the basics of two basic issues. One, the notion of Akira Bahanocha. What does it mean to transfer? It has to be with an Akira, which means picking something up in one domain, and Anocha, putting it down in a different domain. And then Bez Hashem tomorrow, and the Thursday, we'll talk about defining domains. What is considered Rishus? What's considered Rishus? A Rabbin. Rabbin and Yochanan are not defined. We're certainly not solely defined by who owns it. Okay, so that's what we'll talk about. Those are the two principles. So let's talk a little bit about Akira and Anocha. So the first mission of Masechta, Daf Beis Min Aleph. So the 12th mission says, Yitzias HaShabbos, right, the Malacha of Hotzah and Shabbos, Rashi explains in 13, Hotzah, Shemir Shus, Lashus, Amors, Shabbos. Okay, and of course, why it's called Yitzhah, okay, whatever it is, Hotzah, Yitzhah, Shabbos, Shtayim, Shein, Arba, Bifnim, Shtayim, Shein, Arba, it's famous Mishnah, right? There are two prohibitions on the Raisa levels become four with Rabbanan, okay, Bifnim, for the person standing inside, and Shtayim, Shein, Arba, Chutz, the person standing outside. Okay, so the Mishnah spells it out. Example. Ha'ani, a poor person comes and he's got his little cup, which gives you to put the stock into, or he got a plate to put food on. Right? It's got some item. So Ha'ani Omer Bechutz, Balabayas Bifnim. Right? The Ani is standing outside, and the Balabayas is the homeowner is inside. So Pashat Ha'ani, he's holding his cup or plate, whatever it is. Pashat Ani is Yod Lifnim. Okay, but Nosan Latok Yerushal Balabayas. He gave his stick his hand into the cup and he gives the cup to the householder. To the homeowner, okay? Or without the cup, he simply took something from the hands of the balabais. The balabais came with a $10 bill or whatever, and he took it out of his hand, all right? If in that parallel case, just give me this wouldn't happen on Shabbos, not collecting money, but in this parallel type of case, ha'ani chayv balabais potter, okay? In such a case, the ani is chayv, the balabais is potter. Let's look in Rashi, okay? Shtayim shem b'fnim, meaning la'osim sh'om dim b'fnim. Shtayim in a Torah, hotzah v'nachat ha'balabayis, u'perek ha'zorik. Rashi there, we already saw it. Rashi there on Beis Manalam, the Rimas of Shtayim, spells out why, how this all works. We learned it out from the Nedava to giving the Nidros HaMishkan, Machar HaLeviyah. And Rashi said they learned it out, it was on Shabbos, the whole discussion, fine, we saw it already. Shein Arba, next Rashi, the next page. It's all Beis Manalam from Shabbos. Shein Arba Medivreya Mosifu Shtayim. I mean, Darbonan, two more things we added. Two Doraisa, two Darbonan, the person standing inside, two scenario, two Doraisa, two Darbonan, the person outside the scenario. Okay. Again, Shtayim Shem Rechutz, Rashi says Shtayim in a Torah, Motzah Vachnosi the Ani Omer Rechutz, Shtayim in the Reim, Kishlam Las Aide Shtayim Zeoke Zeminia. Rashi tells them what's going to be the two things Darbonan added, where the Akira and the Hanocha were not done by the same person. That's what Rashi is previewing. Okay, in order for it to be Malacha Doraisa on Shabbos, the Akira, the lifting up the item in Rishus A, okay, and putting it down in Rishus B, has to be done by the same person. That's the Din Doraisa. That's Hotzah Doraisa or Achnosa, but it's from Rishus Yachid taking it out to Rishus Rabin, or from Rishus Rabin bringing it in to Rishus Yachid, whichever way you look at it, that's Hotzah, that's Achnosa, it's the same Malacha, and you require Akira in Rishus A and Hanocha in Rishus B. That's Doraisa. What the Mishnah tells us is that if one person does the Akira, the other person does Anocha, so that's going to be the Rabbanan. Okay, that's going to be the Rabbanan. And that's what the Mishnah spells out. So, and that's what Rashi says, right? Kishon Anocha Nasai Deishnayim, Ze Oker, Ze Meniach, guy number one lifted up in Rishus A, and guy number two put it down in Rishus B. That's the chachila oser. It's oser, but it's a potter. But it's potter. Oh, it's a chachila. Now I do it. But you're potter on the rice level. Okay. So partially the Rashi can use Poshet Anis Yodav Chayfitz Besocha. The Ani sticks his hand into the house and he's holding a cup, a plate, whatever chayfitz it is. In such a case, the Ani picked up the cup, had the cup in Rishus or Rabbim, and I put it into the hands of the Baal Bayis, right? The homeowner is in Rishus Ayachet. So the Ani did Akira Rishus Rabbim and Anachim Rishus Ayachet. That's case A, the Raisa. Case two, Osha Notomitocha, Mahotzi Achefetz. Or he took the dollar bill or the piece of food or whatever is out of the hand of the homeowner. So he did an Akira in Rishus Ayachet. And now he put it into Rishus Rabbim and he puts it in his pocket. Or puts it in his box with a suitcase, whatever he has with him, right? So he did both. So such a case, Ani Chayav, Rashi explains, Ani Chayav. She'asa melacha shleima, he did a complete melacha. Arish taim in a Torah, l'omer chutz, that's the example of the two cases in the Torah, that's taim shein arish, taim in a Torah, for the guy who's standing outside, for the Ani. Everyone see the case? Because he did both the Akira and the Anocha. Either he did the Akira with a cup, and he put that in the hands of the Balabayas inside, that was the Anocha, but the action was all done by the Ani. Or he only took the plate or the dollar bill or the food or the bagel, whatever he was giving him, from the hand of the balabos. He brought it out inside, that's Akira, and he brought it outside to himself and puts it in his bag, that's Hanocha. So in that case, you only chayav. Okay, those are the cases of Midoraisa. So that's the two that are bifnit, by the Rav Mechutz. Or getting back to the Mishnah now, Poshar Balabayas is Yodel Mechutz. Okay, but if the Balabayas took the dollar bill or the food or whatever it is from inside his house, and there's your Akira, and he puts it outside, the Ani is standing outside, he puts it on his hand outside. In that case, the Baal HaBayis did both actions, right? Both Akira in and Anacha in Rishon. Okay? Or, Shenoto Mitocho V'Ichnis, or he took the cup out of the hand, the Ani was standing outside, and the Baal HaBayis reached his hand out and take the cup from the Ani and brings it inside. So right there, he did an Akira. The Baal HaBayis did an Akira in the hands of the Ani outside of Rishus HaRabim, and he put the cup down, brought it into his yoch. In such a case, Baal HaBayis put the Ani Chayav. Okay, and again, he did the whole thing. Rashi explains again. He did, you know, there you shtayim and ator l'om rifnim. There you two Torah scenarios of the guy standing inside. All right, but it's line three of source 12. Pashar Ani is yod lifnim, v'nata Baal HaBayis mitocha. Okay, if the Ani put the cup inside, reached his hand inside, so the Akira was in Rishus Rabim, and I put it inside, and the Baal HaBayis took the cup out of the guy's hand, so the Ani never actually did an Hanocha, you hear? The Ani actually never did the Hanocha. Okay, or the Baal HaBayis put something into the Ani's hand. And the Ani now pulled it out. Again, the Baal HaBayis did Akira, but he didn't do Anacha. In such a case, Shneim Pturim. Again, Pata V'Lasser, the same Pturim. And finally, Pashar Baal HaBayis Yodol Achutz, V'Natala Ani Mitocha, the Baal HaBayis stuck his hand out the door, holding something. So he did an Akira, and the Ani took it out of his hand. Or, Shenos L'Tocha V'Ichnis, all right, he took the cup, and brought it in, and so on and so forth. Again, Shneim Pturim. So there you have it. You can see it inside. And Rashi explains the last Rashi in 13. Shneim Pturim, Shalom Aleichem, Malachos Tevim. Neither one of them did a full Akira and Anacha. Aval Asur and Lasses came in Chatchila. But now I do that, Midrabanan. Now I do that. Shema Yavol, Kalecha Recha, Lasses, Malachos Tevim, Shabbos. Because, you know, that's like many other Malachos Rabbanan. You know, you end up doing the whole thing. So there is time in the Ram, and Rashi summarizes it. That's the story. Okay, so that's the, again, what emerges from all of this, you need two things, Akira and Hanocha. And to be violate the Raisa, you need that the same person does both acts. Okay, the Raisa. The side point, I don't want to read the whole, the two toasts there on the base of an aleph in Shabbos. Okay, wondering about the placement of this whole discussion. The side point, but it's interesting, I think. No, that's why I'm not going to read all the toasts inside, but that's where toasts, if you, the toasts that I quoted before, at the very beginning, source, it was the first times we quoted, source 8, right? Source 8, the Tosas on Sadiq Ahmed Beis referred to as Malacha Gerua. And he says, as I explained back on the Beis of Allah. So here's the as I explained, okay? That's what he's referring to. So So Hiksha Rivo, we go ask the Dine Hotso Shabbos, how does Shanos Gabe Ovis Malachas Achar Par Kladoro? Why do you, you know, all the other Malachas are mentioned later in the Mishnah of Kladoro. This is the last one. And that's the last, he said, Mem Chosav, Sonny Hotsala Basov. Havel Hasel Kaseda Dorim the Bahir Bear, it should have begun in the Sech Shabbos by starting when the Shabbos began. So it should have started Erev Shabbos with the Shulchan Aruch choice of the, by the way. Right? The order of Shulchan Aruch is it starts with Erev Shabbos. Okay, so Reish Mem Gimelak is the first Sif in Hilchot Shabbos. First Sif in Hilchot Shabbos. It talks about Erev Shabbos. It progresses. So it should have done it. Tosfos says, again, I'm not going to all things up, but Tosfos says that's what we find, it should have said, what if somebody's carrying an Erev Shabbos and it got dark, which we have in the Shulchan Aruch, and that's from the beginning, actually, of the Shabbat. That's where it should have begun. Halacha is halacha is neiros, and things along those lines. The Tosfos says, that's what we find in other Mesichtas. The Derech HaTan al Shanos Kaseder Zeh, like Pesachim. What's the first mission Pesachim? How does Pesachim begin? First thing, Or LaBasar, right? The night before Pesach, it'd be on Dikas Chametz. They don't get up to the Seder until the last parak, right?
Your son, Yaakov, just write an article
about
the order of
the
Masechta. Yeah, he also mentioned orders within.
Yeah, he did talk about it, but he was more talking about the order of Masechta within the Siddur of Shaz.
Right.
I read the article in the warehouse, yeah. But
the first Mishnah in Brachos begins right in the middle of the discussion.
Right, yeah, you have to know a lot to understand the Mishnah. You don't know. Okay, anyway, that's a Tosfos discussion. I should have sold this Tosfos. But anyway, so it was an interesting article, I thought, but his problem was, you know, because this Daf Yomi started learning Gittin, so a lot of people ask, shouldn't Kiddushin be before Gittin? First you get married, then you get divorced, right? So that, then he answered the question. So part of his assumption, why some of the article, it's in the warehouse.
Doesn't tell us at the beginning of every doubt.
Tries to figure out the Rambam. Rambam was more dealing with the Rambam. But his point was that it's only a question if you assume there's such a concept of learning. You know, until Daf Yomi, did people learn everything Keseder necessarily? I think he wrote in the article, nobody would ask Yeshiva, our Yeshivas are getting this year. How come no one asks, what do you mean? We shouldn't learn Kedushin first? No, I mean, right, you learn a Gittin. So what they got to do with having, you know, the assumption every guy in the Shiva this year learned Kedushin before learning Gittin. It's only an issue if you're, say, some structure. That's what he talks about. Anyway, Mamela Tosa says, but he says in Pesachim, Yuma starts also, Yuma, Shiva, Yom, and Kodim, Yom, Kippur. Right, the first mission is 7 days before. So, you know, all right, so anyway, he gave that kash, and then he says, Matirates, so he tried to explain that Hotzah is Chaviva, because a number of different dinim. You need a kirvanocha. We learn from here that two people do malacha together. Shnayim shasua. A certain kolam here. Okay, that's the answer that Rav gives. Rabbi Tami says gives a terence a davar ha'hover rogel hashas l'shanos tchila. Okay, we have to understand it's not so. Most people in those days carrying from outside, certainly from a courtyard inside, was a much more. You didn't have ovens indoors. Okay, if you're gonna have bathrooms indoors, people always had to go out carrying from inside to outside was more common or more of an issue for people as today. Right? And just think about it, you have to eat on Shabbos, right? The food was outside. So how do you get the food inside? Right? I mean, that was a more common thing. That's what the Rebbe Tam seems to answer. A few lines down from the first level, the Tom heard Dabar Hova. And at the end, he writes that they wanted to show this important malacha, even though it's a malacha grua, we shouldn't belittle it. That's where they start with it. The next host didn't want some poshat, okay? Wonders why the Mishnah gives such detail. The Mishnah we just read it. It could have just said you needed Akira and Anacha both. But they give so many examples. The poor guy, the Ani standing outside, he's standing inside. He took it out, he put it out. The Mishnah seems to be excessively, you know, giving a lot of information here that we probably figure out ourselves. So it's the same thing, Neri Lari, because again, it's a Malachan Grua. So you might, and that's why you need two psukim. The truth is, Tosfos refers to another pasuk that the Gemara quotes, okay, in Erevin, not in Armasech. The Gemara in Erevin quotes. That's because I didn't put it in because not obviously that's what it means. But we always assume that Havara is the one halacha that's mentioned specifically in the Torah, you know, on Shabbos. But there are some who learn that the pasuk by the man, which is Al Yetzi Ish Mekom Yom Hashvi, should not be read Al Yetzi, but Al Yotzi. Understood to mean Al Yotzi. So then they have Otsun. I don't agree with that. Some say it's somewhat Tumen. Anyway, you can take a look at the talks that gives it in that subject particularly. Anyway, the Rambam also, since I mentioned the Rambam in the Perusha Mishnah, okay, 15, Perk Aleph Mishalef here in Shabbos. Rambam says, "Mashit Zvichu Lasu Bedina Otzom Yeshus Yeshus." Afal Pi Shemnu B'Sofa Vos Malachos. You know, it's not mentioned until the very end. Okay, still he says the Fisha Malachos Umetzuya Harbe Ubad Nichsholem Alaro. It's very common, and people mix it up. They, you know, and they end up carrying. So therefore, they wanted to. The Rambam writes, "Higdima Lechizuk Inyan." They put it first to give it greater importance. Okay. All right, anyway, getting back to the main issue. So the Rambam mentioned in Parag Yud Beis, Halacha Ches, and the Shabbos, Hotzoa Mershus, Hoshus, Malachos, Malacha, Me'ovus, Malachos, there's certainly one of the Ovus Malachos, and even though Afal Pisha, Dover Zayim, Kol Guf, Etorim, Pi Moshe, Sina Amru, even though we learned it out from Moshe, Sina, but they have a Pasuk, they quoted the Pasuk, and so on, and the Torah itself calls it a Malacha. Okay, again, that's why going back to what we said before, why did the Gemara have to ask, where's it written? What do you mean, is it written? It's one of the things we learned from our tradition, just like from the Mishkan. Ram says, basically, tomorrow, after Malacha Grua and so on. Anyway, I mean, it doesn't mention Malacha Grua, we explained it already. And then he writes, V'chein lomdu, v'piyah shmua, shahamavir birishus harabim, mitchilas arba, l'sof arba, harayu kimotzi rishus rishus chayim. The only thing that's mentioned specifically is Amotzi Merishus L'Rishus, but it doesn't say carrying Arba Amos in Rishus Arab itself is also. That's what we said is Allah Moshe Sinai, and that's also awesome. Okay. The Rosh makes an important comment, Shabbos Parak Aleph, Simin Tez Zayin. He says, to define Akira, okay, let's hold the fold. Rest of Shira, we'll just talk about Akira and Hanocha. Okay, to defining Akira, so the Rosh writes, the Lo Beinan Shiag Bia Chafetz. You don't necessarily have to lift it up. Actually, lift it. What means Akira? Elabia. Have to lift it up. Elabichol inyan shemezes hachefitz min komo. Any way of moving it, bein ba'agbar, bein mashicha, pulling it, pushing it, moving it. I don't know. Carrying it, dragging it, kicking it. You know, all these things. You know, throwing it. Whatever. These are all part of the issue. Okay. And therefore, the Shulchan Aruch rules in Shem Shin Mem Vav. Here in our Chaim Sinf Aleph, min haTorah ein Chaim ala b'motzi u'machnas v'zorek u'moshit m'shliyachad l'sharabim or shliyachad m'shliyachad. Nechachamim asin other reshus as well. There's something called the Carmelis, which we'll define right now as something we'll talk about tomorrow. The Carmelis in Eretz is neither reshus yachad nor reshus rabim. Doesn't meet any of the criteria. Okay, it's called the Carmelis. It's the same iser. Rabbi Deraisa, it's not reshus yachad, and if you wouldn't chayav Deraisa, with Rabbanan, even if you move it from a Rishus Yachid to a Carmelis, or from a Carmelis to a Rishus Yachid, or you carry the Adamus in a Carmelis, or from, you know, or from a Carmelis to a Rabbin. A Carmelis is also a separate Rishus Usher. Then he mentioned something else called the Makom Patur. We're going to talk more about that tomorrow in terms of the Isser. Rama and the Mishukhar writes the debate, Min HaTorah in a Chayav al B'mavir da Adamus Rishus Rabbin, Chacham al Shalavir da Adamus Bik Carmelis as well. Okay. Now,
are these places recognized as or are they rabbinic fictions?
They're not rabbinic fictions, but they don't meet the criteria of Rishus Rabbim. So therefore, I would assume it's not Rishus Rabbim.
So my real question is, Doresa, could you transfer them from
yes.
a private to a public?
Yes.
To a public?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. We'll talk more about tomorrow, Mr. All right, now. What exactly, to define a little bit, one other thing about Akira and Hanocha a little bit. Okay, Gemara has in Dav Gimel, next to Dav. Gimel Dav, 19. Boimineh Rebbe. Boimineh Rav, me Rebbe. Rav, me Rebbe. Hit'inu chavero ochenu mashkin motzi al chutzbal. Somebody gave, you know, loaded up on me, put on my bag. I have a backpack. He put on my backpack. Rashi explains, when I was in Rishul Yochid, I didn't do any act of Akira at all. I didn't know, but I was standing there, and this guy piled up, had a backpack, or when he put a backpack on me, okay, food, drinks, whatever else. And I took it outside. Is Akira's gufa, Akira's chayvetz, mkomodomi, mechayev? Odil malo. Is my walking out, is that an Akira? I didn't actually pick up the item. I just walked out, we got it on my back. We're not even put there. Somebody else put it there, right? That's a question. Is that Akira? Is Akira's gufo? I moved my body out, and with my body, willy-nilly, whatever's attached to me on the backpack came out with me, right? Is Akira's gufo? Akira's chayv and komodami? I'm chayv or dimalo? I'm a chayv. Okay, you're chayv. The implied question is, what do you mean? we said with the hand, the whole Mishnah, when the guy's hand was different, right? His hand seemed to be a separate activity. The Ani was sticking out his hand, or the Balabai is sticking his hand. Ani stick his hand in the door, the Balabai is sticking his hand out of the door. Why is it different? So where it says, no, Gufo Nayach, okay, body gets continued resting in one place. Yado lo nayach, hands kind of move around. Rashi, Gimel Rafa on the next page. Ochen Umashka doesn't have to be food. Ochen Umashka, it doesn't matter. Whatever it is, he puts stuff on him. Akira's Gufo. She'akar is Ragla min Abayas. I picked up my leg, so to speak. I moved out of the house after this the stuff was put on my back. But it was food and drink. Rashi, Ochen Umashka, no, because there's anything else that went into the Shabbat. It doesn't matter what it was. Right, it's not the same as the hand. The potter bay. Okay, Tanama season afla ani shotzia. Okay, we said if you stick your hand in and take it out, there, potter doraisa. Right, under certain circumstances. What do you mean? It's not part of his hand. He moved his hand out. So why isn't that called akira? You know, right? Well, why when the balabais put the chafetz in the on his hand and he pulled it out, that should be akira. He didn't do the akira. It doesn't matter. It's like your body. We see that it's not like that because Gufo Nayach al Gabi Karka Vavi Ke Akira, and that's how he paskin the Rambam Parak Yud Gimel Alach Ches 21. Someone else puts something in my hand or al Gabi my back or whatever. So that's an important point that's not mentioning now. Even though I didn't actually move I didn't pick up the item. It was put by someone else on my back. Okay. And I walked out. I didn't even put it down anywhere. I just stopped walking. That's already Hanukkah. You see what I'm saying? The Akira and Hanukkah, my walking out of the Shusha Yachid with that stuff on my back, that's called Akira, even though someone else put it on my back. Okay. And stopping in Rishus HaRabim, that's called the Hanukkah. We'll see an exception to that soon. But that's called the Hanukkah. Right? That's what Rambam is telling us. Question.
Well,
no, because it is, but that's when the guy, in the case of the hand, which is considered a separate thing, the guy only didn't do the Akira at all. Here, moving my body out, that's the Chiddush here. That's what the Gemara is saying, I'm not killing, and that's what Rama's passing. My moving my body, that is an Akira. In the first case, you're referring to that, we assume there was no Akira. The Balabayas did the Akira. I only just pulled his hand out, so he never did an Akira. But the hand is different. The body, moving my body out, I put some, it's you're right, it's similar. And that's why the Gemara had the Kasha. And that was exactly the question of the Gemara. In source 19, that was the Gemara's Kasha. Like the Gemara says it's different. The body is different than the hand. So that's why it's not considered. I did the Akira by what? By walking out. The thing was on the knapsack was placed on my back by somebody else. Okay, and I walked out. I did an Akira. Now I stopped walking. I did a Hanukkah. Even though I actually never handled the item. That's the Gemara's. Your Kasha was the Gemara's Kasha. The Gemara's answering. And if there are impossible, then it's considered it's Amidoso, but Osa Chavetz, Kanochas Chavetz, Bekarka, Shalom Bo. Lefichach, the Ram writes, in Yotze, Bechavetz, Yoredo, Al Gabav, below Omer, Rosh Hashnia, below what happened if I never did a Hanukkah? I never stopped walking. Okay? Below Omer, Rosh Hashnia, Alachaz, Benichnas, Hubiado. Okay, I turned right around, came back into the house. Right, the guy put the backpack on my back. That's the Rambam says. The guy put the backpack on my back. Okay, so I did an Akira, and I walked outside, but I never stopped walking. I came, turned around, came back inside. So I never did a Hanukkah in another Rishus. Now I stopped walking, but I did a Hanukkah in the same Rishus from which the Akira was done. That's the Rambam says, Nichnas Kolam Kulo, you can do it all day long. I don't know why God would want to do that, but if he does, Ario Potter, Lefisha Akar, Velo Hiniach. And we'll see later about Filo Omad Lesakin Hamosel of Adain Hupoto Ad Shiamod Lanua. Even if outside he kind of like adjusted the load, you know, he kind of like straightened his shoulders out, he paused, he even stopped, but not stopped to rest. He stopped just to lighten the load or to readjust. He's still will come back there. Yeah.
So this is a scenario only when somebody else puts the item
on. That's a Chiddush. Even if, no, if I did it myself, I'm out of Chayav. But even if somebody else put it on, the chiddush here is that walking out with an item in my pocket or an item. Let's say I have something in my jacket pocket from before Shabbos, okay? And I walk out. I never did an Akira, but no, the answer is walking out is an Akira. You follow?
And when you stop, it's a...
And when you stop, it's an Akira.
Both. Okay, fine. The next question over there is that he's saying that if you go out and come back in, you're good, you're fine, but
But if you cross the street without stopping.
We'll come back. We'll come. Okay, good. But that's around now. Well, that's not Robert. He never walked. He didn't do Dalamas. He just turned right around. He went outside, came back in. If I was giving an exaggerated thing, I would do it all day. But the point is, there was no Hanukkah. All right, let's look. So now, a few things about Akira. Okay, a few Gemaras about Akira, no Hanukkah. And that's it. Okay, so Gemara on Daf Chesed Beis, 22. I told you at the beginning of the Shia that there's more on Otsa than any other single topic in Shas. Not doing everything, just to get the main points. Again, you'll learn more about this when you Arabic. But the Gemara says on Daf Chesed Beis, Am Yehuda, Hai Zriza de Kone. This relates to some of this, you asked it, you asked this before. Okay, Zriza de Kone. Zriza like a bundle. Zriza, I mean. Zriza de Kone, Zriza a bundle. Okay, Bala Kone, it reads. Okay, Rama Vizakva, Rama Vizakva. Okay, listen to this. They're long things. So what I did was, I took one end, and Rashi explained it. Okay, Rashi and Chesmei is 23. Zir Zidakoni, Chavila Shokonim Aruka, long reeds, branches, long beams, whatever example you want. Okay, Rama Vizakva, Rama Vizakva. Halicha Amos Harbe, Bersharab. What I did was, I never actually picked it off the ground. I picked up one end and knocked it over. And then I put it one end, and I moved it, let's say, from here to there. You follow how? In other words, there's a long beam, so I picked up one end and I kind of like picked it up and fell down. But it never actually, the whole beam or the whole reed, it never actually left the ground. It just kept flipping. You follow? You picture on your head. I have this ruler here, right? So here it's on the ground. So I picked it up like this. Then I picked it up again like this, right? And each time I never actually did an Akira. I never removed it from the ground. That's the case of Roma Vizokva, Roma Vizokva. So Gemara says, Lo Mechayev Ad-Okr. Again, it's also the Rabbanon. We're talking about the Raisa level. Okay. Lo Mechayev Ad-Okr. Rashi says, Roma Vizokva, Roma Vizokva, on Chesem Beis 23. Halicha Amos Harbe, Bishrava Kinyan Zeh. Shalo Notlo Kulo Menakarka. I never completely removed it from the ground. So actually, it was no Akira. El Azokva Vashlicho, Chazu Vizokva Vashlicho, Ein Zu Akira. Yeah. The roll's a little different because we'll see about rolling shortly. Okay, it's more like almost like bouncing. Okay, that he's talking about. Okay, we'll see. But that's what he's saying. Never left the ground. Okay, and that's actually Tosas. Okay, the Rosh Hashanah Tosas says in 24 Chesam Bay is Lo Mechay Ba'Adakam Mekomo Ba'Omari De Megalgil Chavis Dal Amos Shiram Shavu Rosh Hashanah. Okay. He's talking here where it lifts in the air. Like you flip it, so to speak. You kept flipping a little bit. So I think that's probably the Rosh meant also. Okay? That point that it has to be lifted, and actually it has to be lifted at least 3 tefachim off the ground. At least 3 tefachim. That's a toss of somewhere else. But anyway, so the Rambam, so that's the case. So the Rambam writes, Per Yud Gimel Halacha Yud Aleph, 25, Hayakone, a long reader, a romach, a spear, whatever. Okay, keotze v'munach ha'aretz v'yigbiya ha'kotze ha'echad. V'yakotze v'sheni munach ha'aretz. The other side is on the ground. V'shlicha l'fana v'chaze v'yigbiya kotze ha'sheni sh'munach ha'aretz v'shlicha l'fana v'al derech zu ad she'aver achiv chayfetz kama milin. Even you ended up moving it much more than that, a couple of miles. Let me give an example. Okay, your potter. L'v'yishlo okar ha'chayfetz kulo me'alakam ha'aretz. Well, no, because in Ramos' case, it never actually left the ground. In Tosa's case, it seems like you flipped it up. At one point, it's off the ground for a split second. I think so. Right. Flips off the ground. Okay? I think that's what it is. I think. All right? But if you grabbed it, the goro ala oretz, mitchilat ha'ar sobar, then chayav, shamagalgil okerhu. Okay, it's like dragging it. That's different. Okay. Dragging is different. It could be we're rolling. The Tosa says Megalgil. The Rambam says Megalgil is okay. So I'm not sure where to draw the line exactly. You know, you're talking about dragging. Okay. You drag something, it also doesn't leave the ground. So I just drag it along like this. But that you are high for. That you are high for. So somehow, I guess.
I think that this is just like, I mean, like the scenario that they were talking about, it's like, they pick something up like this and then just like
Right, exactly. That's exactly.
It's a different type of role.
Right. And there's also, we'll talk about people, I think, also will drag. That is a normal way of pulling something that's happening.
Is that flipping? Is not. Would it be something related? Yeah, flipping would be Yoshino.
Maybe. Maybe. Yeah. Okay. All right. So now, next case. The Mishnah says another case. Okay. Hamotzi Ochle Minosa ala Skupa. A Skupa means like a porch or doorstep. Threshold, you know, like so. The Mishnah says on Tzadi Alma base, Ochlin ben Amotzi Ochlin ben Nosan ala Skupa. Okay, I took something out. I put it like right on the, I don't say the porch, maybe the doorstep. Okay, and Rashi said it's a Carmelitz, right? It's not Rishon Yochanan, not Rishon Rabban. It's outside, but it's not full Rishon Rabban. Okay, Bein Shechazer Otzion Bein Shechotzion Acher Potter. If someone else took it. Or he took it back as potter. They shallow also malachta babas achas. So there's another important gemara. The Akira and Anocha have to be done at once. Okay? Akira and Anocha have to be done. In other words, the Akira has to be one, the Akira and Anocha has to be one basic act. Okay, one act. Not that you stopped in the middle and then finished it later. So if I put something out and I had the Akira, and now later I moved it from there to point B and I did Anocha, that's, and it's not so much a time differential. It can be a time differential. Like in the case where a guy's carrying, so he doesn't stop for 15 minutes, but he stops. But it's considered the same act. When it's a different act, okay, that's different. And the other thing we learn from here is Kupa, second part of the Mishnah there on Tzadi Alma Beis 26, Kupa, she malaya peros, the nosala skupa chitzona. Apa pisha rov peros mechus putter, ad shiyotzi is kala kupa. Rule number two, is the Akira has to remove the item completely from that reshus. If I put it partly in other words, I left it on a row of Paris Machutz, even most of it out, but some of it's still inside. So those are two dinim that we learned from here. It has to be Malacha B'Vas Achas, okay, as Rashi says there, Malacha B'Vas Achas, Akira Mokom Chiyuv, Banacha Mokom Chiyuv, okay. And number two, Achayotzi Klomer Elokeinotu Rishos, Rishona Kol HaKupa, the whole basket, the whole box. So two things emerge from that Mishnah, and that's what we pass it. In order to be an Akira Daraisa, number one, the Akira and Anocha has to be part of the same act, not with an interruption or, again, not a time issue, but an action issue. Put it down and pick it up again. That's not, Akira and Anocha is not the same. Okay, and B, it has to be, the entire item has to be removed completely from Rishus A in order to be called as an Akira. The Rambam Paskin in the Perikin Beis on Lachid 28, Hotzi Miktas Achefetz, Miktas Achefetz. Okay, Merishus, Mishte Rishus, Elishus, Shia Potter, Achi Yotzi as Kol Achefetz. Taking out part of it, not enough. You have to take it all out. Kupa Shimelech Hafaz, Mephila Malaya Chardov, Elzi, Rubin Rishus, Zulu, Shia Potter, Achi Yotzi as Kol Akupa, Mechain Kol Adon, Rishus, Shakli, Mesim, Kol Shia, Shish Mok, Achefetz, Echad. You might think, well, wait a minute, maybe there should be we just said, what's the Rambam's Chiddush here? Rambam is telling us that, let's say I have a basket full of fruits. Okay, so I move the basket kind of like a little bit outside. Part of it's still inside the house. So we said, you're potter, because you don't move the whole thing. Yeah, but the apples or the tomatoes or the chardel, whatever it is on this side, that is a complete item. Right, so that item was taken out. There are 25 apples in this basket. So some of them are outside. And they're completely outside. The basket is partly inside, right? But okay, but some of the apples are talking outside. So that's the Rambam says. Shakli mesim kol sheish bo kechevet zechad. The kli, the fact they're all in the same kli, that makes it like one chevet. You don't consider it the individual apples. Okay. Another interesting case, all right, which wouldn't come up today, but imagine this. Okay, and it does happen sometimes. Not a Shabbat. The Mishnah says, "Hayakorah b'sefer ala skupa." I was sitting on the porch by the.
Is this about the Irvin?
This is actually Irvin.
Okay.
This is Mishnah Irvin. Yeah, same thing. Yeah, just enough. Same dump. By coincidence, Tzadi Zayin Beis. Yeah. So the Mishnah Irvin says, "Hayakorah b'sefer ala skupa." When this galgal sefer yada gorlo etzel, I'm reading, and Rashi explains that those in those days all books were scrolls. They were scrolls, right?
Sefer is
a scroll, actually. Correct. Okay. So it's a scroll, like our Sifrei Torah, Rashi says. Not books with a binding. So a guy's reading, And then I actually see this happen sometimes in Megillah. One of the more difficult things about a Megillah Purim is we have a minute to fold it up like an Igeris, you know, to fold it. And since a Megillah, right, like a letter. The problem is that most Megillahs have been sitting since last Purim, wound up like this in a little box. And it's very, very hard to get the folk. It keeps snapping back, right? And then, I'm the Balkara. Yeah. And I usually remember to do that right before Purim. I'm supposed to take it out. Okay, anyway. I'm going to have to read the Balkara on my shoulders. But it's a folded over. And it's the Gabbai that he holds one end. I have the whole mess. But sometimes the thing will flip and the whole thing will fall off the I've seen it. I don't think it happened to me. It fell off the table. It's rolled. So let's say a guy is sitting here. And half the scroll, he's got a long scroll and he's reading something, and then it rolls off, right? That's the case, right? A funny case, but again, it wouldn't come up with us. But I still have in my hand one part of the rest of it rolled off, the long scroll. The rest of the scroll rolled over. I'm still holding in my hand one part of it, okay? So then it's a Rashi, if I cover it safer, call us, I'm assuming, give me a Rishonim. Or whatever it is, fine. Golo, it's a hole. Rosho echad biyodo. I can wrap it, even though now I'm pulling it from outside, right? Isn't that a kira nanocha, right? Isn't that a kira? Half the scroll, X percentage of the scroll, landed outside in the Rosh Hashanah, it all rolled away. And I'm sitting over here, but I can roll it back. So let's see. Oh, so the Shulchan Aruch says, it's Mishunan Bei Sifal, Hakor Bei Sifal Askupa. And it's galgal rosh echad b'sef yado, v'nisha rosh echad yado. It's a feeling. It's galgal chutz l'daramas. That was a pretty long scroll, but okay, it was a long scroll. Rolled out more than daramas. A feeling b'shuz rabbi v'askup b'shul yochid. Even if it's a real b'shul rabbi, and you're sitting with the front part of the scroll, the top part of the scroll, in a real b'shul yochid. Mishum b'zoyin kisvei kodesh yitiru. Okay, b'zoyin kisvei kodesh. And the Ramah says it dafke kisvei kodesh. Whether he's also again the rabbanon. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah explains in Kotan Zion 32. It should be Zion. The midaraisa in Zorak Tavul Shirab Rosh Hashem Yado Mutar Lahavi Lavio Etzlo. Okay, the Ein Kananocha came and Shirosh Hashem Yado Yochol Lavio Etzlo. Who came and Hashem Moshkol Abiyam Aris Lo Meshav Akira. Okay, it's not called an Akira. Just pulling it toward you. The Rabbanon goes, don't do it. But for Bizayin and Sefer, they were matir. Okay, so that's about Akira. Talked about Akira. Fine. What about Hanocha? Came with me, and these are principal dinner. I'm showing the sugars. So now you see about Akira. Now defining Hanocha. So what do we do the following? Tavkuf Muralef, the Mishnah says. Again, you have all these Mishnahs about this, right? So the Mishnah says in 33, Zorak Latoch Arba Amos. There's Galgal Chutz L'Amos. I was playing with something inside my own Dal Amos. Okay? Under the ball or something like that. And this Galgal Chutz L'Amos. Then I rolled outside. Okay, near Potter. Chutzla Arba Amos was gone to the Toch Arba Amos. Let's say I was bouncing something and I threw it outside, but it bounced back in. Then you're Chayav. So Rashi explains in Kufim al-Hal 34. Zor Chutzla Arba Amos was gone to the Chayav. Lo shenofa la'oritz. Im keno tzuch al-memer. El sharuach gilgalpum in abir l'toch Arba Amos. It's not that it was on the ground. Not bouncing, actually. But like it's in the air. And the wind, there could be a big gust of wind. Blew it out beyond the Arbamas, okay, beyond the Interushus. A Ruach will go to an Avir, okay, Latoch Arbamas. So, in such a case, so that your putter. Now, the second case is if I had intent, I threw it beyond the Arbamas, but the big wind, you know, threw it, flew, you know, once I watch a baseball game, you know, the guy hits a big shot and the wind takes it and it'll pop up. Right? I mean, that happens sometimes in windy stadiums. Okay, that the wind holds it up. Okay, the wind could make it go further. It can make it come back. They can football. They decide when to kick off. You want to see which way the wind's going, right? They decide whether you want to kick it off or not. You try and position your position in the field. Sometimes based on the wind. Most of the case doesn't make a big difference, but sometimes it can. Okay. Anyway, so that's the case. So Gemara asks, "What do you mean? V'halo noch? The wind blew it. You know, in the last case in the Mishnah." What do you mean? I threw it beyond Arba Amos, but it actually never landed. The wind gusted it back in. So actually, the Maisa, that's the one's kasha. Hello, no. Chutz Arba Rashi says. It never rested. It was no Hanocha. Chutz Arba Amos. It was an Akira. I threw it. okay, and I swung it, you know, it's going to go beyond our bounds. And a big wind came and it made the ball, whatever I'm throwing, land within our bounds. So Lamaisis is more of a halonocha. Then there's no hanocha. Right? Where's hanocha? So Yachan, you're right. Vahu shenocha gabe mashu. Okay, it did rest for a moment on something. Shenocha gabe mashu, Rashi shomar ksat. Acharkach nizgalgal. But look at this next point line. Vahu adinim achazto ruach ba'avir ba'achazto ma'ad. Acharkach nizgalgal. Even if it didn't land on something, in the wind, it didn't blow it right back. It swirled around. It was in the Rishus, it was beyond the Dalaramas. And the wind is gusting and so on. That's considered if I can land it. You know, eventually blew back. But at that point, it's outside. That's where Rashi says, Hu adim, im achazto haruach ba'aver ve'akavto ma'at. Acharkach hiknisato. Okay? That's the choshev nami hanocha. Okay? That's also considered hanocha. Okay? Gemara says, Tanam hachi, zorach chutz la'arba'amas ve'chavto ruach ve'chnisato. Okay, can put it back with the Dalaramas. Afal pisha chazu mitziato, then putter. Okay, if the wind then blew it back out, then you're putter. Achaz to ruach mashu, but if the wind held on to it for a minute, afal pisha chazu mitziato, chaya. Okay, yeah. The Tosus points out, Rashi is not disagreeing. Tosus is saying there in Shabbos Kufa and Aleph, there must be achaz to ruach, pirshi kavto agave karka, then wind caused it to land for a minute on the floor, on the ground, before blowing it back in. One of these big winds, you know, took the wind and knocked it down the ground and blew back up. Okay. Oh, afilu ba'avir, can the pirish b'kutris, the chashiva achizas haruach, kemunach agave mashu. Okay. So the Rambam accepts this, perikim gimel alocha chav beis. Zorak l'toch arbamas is galgo chutz l'arbamas potter. Fine. Zorak chutz l'arbamas is galgo toch arbamas imnoch agave mashu chutz l'arbamas. He doesn't say about the wind, so I'm not sure he agrees or disagrees. Most of Rashi seem to say that if the wind held it up, the Rambam doesn't weigh in on that, so I don't know. But he writes at the end, I'll give you an example. Let's say I'm sitting over here, and that's beyond the Arbor of Sharon. There's a wall there. So I take a ball and bounce it off the wall. It bounces right back, forget the wind, bounces back to me. Right? So Lamaisa, you know, it flew out. Okay, flew out of more than Dalaramas, flew out into the other issues, flew out more than Dalaramas, but hit the wall and rebounded right back to me. Okay, so in such a case, there would not be Hanukkah because it never came to rest. Hanukkah means that it comes to rest. Well, it never came to rest. It hit the wall and bounced back. So the right still saying the boomerang. Okay, so boomerang can go a whole, I don't know what the maximum distance is, probably the size, maybe depending on the size of the boomerang. I don't know. But you know, it flips around and turns around and comes back. So never rested anywhere. So that would not be the Raisa because there was no actual anocha. Okay? So that's
enough of an animal.
If it landed on an animal, that would be a problem. Yeah.
I think
it would be a problem, yeah.
What if it was a bird, for example? And I think agency on its own.
In a bird?
Huh? He threw a bird? He threw a bird.
Oh, he threw a bird. Oh, okay. I got to think about that one. Okay.
We'll talk
about carrying. There is a discussion about carrying animals, it's not about carrying a person. Also, they'll get to that probably Thursday. All right. Anyway, all right, let's move now. 39. The Gemara says in Shabbos, ham and bays. This relates to what we talked about before, but again, defining hanocha. Okay, we mentioned before, but now we'll go into detail about hanocha. Amar Rabbi Avin, Amar Rabbi, I think it's when he threw the ball, landed on a bird, you know. But, once a baseball game in Toronto, but one of the outfielders, and the outfielders tossed a ball back and forth between innings. So the bird flying. So he threw the ball and actually hit the bird and killed the bird. Now, there's a machlokas, we did it on purpose, man. I don't know. But the Lamaisa killed the bird. So the next day when he came out to the field, all the fans were throwing garbage at him. And also like cans and bottles they're throwing at him. So somebody tells, in Toronto, apparently it's okay to throw things at people as long as you don't hit any birds. All right. Anyway, so that's good sports fan. All right. Anyway, so that's Hammond Bays. Sorry, 39 Hammond Bays. A few minutes more because I want to finish this up. We saw it before. Hayatone, Ochlin, Omashkin. And again, it doesn't matter, what it was, food, drink, any other item. That's Yamod means to stop. That's Anocha, right? Rashi says on the hand raising 40. Hayaton Ochel Mashi Mashi Shelo Tono Lachach El Hayaton Rishay Yochid Kedei Olichem Yizobis Lizobis. He wasn't planning to go outside. He wanted to carry it from here to there, bring it over here. And then he decided, you know what? It's such a nice day. There's people at the picnic. They're eating outside. I'll carry it outside. Right? Whatever, he changed his mind, right? People, he saw people out on the patio, whatever it is. So he wants to carry it outside. That's what Rashi says. Mishakar Agav, Rashi, Nimlach, Viyotza. And he went out with him. All right. So Eino Chayav, Al-Shiyam. Not Chayav until he stands, he stops. And now, very important, Omar Abaye, who Sha'omad Lafush. Only true. Okay, to if you stop to rest. That's very important, Rashi. Einu chayav ad sheyamud 40. Rashi is v'achar kach yakar atzmo lotzeis. The amidas gufo vaday kamidas chayfetz dover. You're standing still. We mentioned it before, but here Rashi says it straight out. That's called the hanocha. You're stopping. Even though I didn't, quote unquote, put the item down. My stopping, that's the key on that, Rashi. The amidas gufo vaday kamidas chayfetz dover. Even though I didn't put the chayfet down, my stopping is called anocha. Okay, now that's what I want to get out of that, Rashi. Okay. Avabulo amida leka kira elakiri shono. Behila haisa amanas lotze. What do you mean? But didn't I have an akira before? So now, if I stopped, okay, so I had anocha, so I should be chayef then. But no, because the initial akira I said was not mine to go outside. It wasn't malachas mashevis. I was planning to stay inside. The last minute I changed my mind. I realized, okay, but good. But now that I stopped, so when I start walking again, if stopping is anocha, what happens when I start walking again with the item? That's a new akira, right? And now I come inside, that's anocha. That's a Rashi. But that's what I wanted to get out of that, the Rashi. Okay, you need an akira, your body's stopping. But Abaye says, who sha'amud lafush? Rashi, who amud lafush lanuach? You stop to take a break. You stopped on purpose to stop walking. You wanted to stop walking. Now, hahi avi amida. That's called amida. Bakira, the basa of akira. Any further movement is now called akira. Ava omed lekatef. If you stopped, not because you want to stop, you just want to adjust the load, okay, the burden, then, like the sake maso al ksefo, then lav amida. That's not called amida. You know, it's an important qualification of Abaye. And whereas Mimai, how do you know? The Amar, Toch Arba Amos, Abud Lofush Mutter, Katev Chayim. Meaning, if you're within Arba Amos and you stopped to rest, then you're Putter because you never actually completed the Da'at Amos. Right? So if I'm walking in a Shus HaRabbah and I walk only 2 hours and I stop to rest, I didn't violate anything there. Right? I never walked Arba Amos Shus HaRabbah. I'm carrying a Shus HaRabbah. So I walked only 2 hours. I stopped to rest. Then you're Putter. I never actually completed the 4 hours. And that's what we'll see shortly. Then we'll finish the shiur momentarily. That's called pachos, carrying a little bit. You're stuck with something. You realize you have something in your pocket. You can walk less than 4 hours and stop. Walk less than 4 hours and stop. Walk less than 4 hours and stop. You never actually walk 4 hours. Right? And again, there are bunny knots to do that, but a certain pressing circumstance.
That we, what if you walk 4 hours? So like this is like compounded with the Rambam was learned earlier about how if you go out and come back with an item.
Well, then you can do all day, right? But again, we have a separate issue of carrying Arba Amos and Shlurab. Forgetting about carrying Amos. So the Gemara is making this distinction now. If Toch Arba Amos, I'm within Arba Amos, I stop, Lofush to rest for a minute. So then I'm Putter. Lekatev, but there, if I stop to adjust adjust my load, okay, that's not really called stopping. So therefore, I kept walking, then I'm chayav because I never really paused. It's considered I went 4 hours. In other words, stopping to adjust the load is like still walking. So that's a chumra in that case. But in the other case, okay, it's reverse. Kutzla arbam was amud lofush chayav. If I stop to rest, that's why I become chayav. That's a hanocha. But lakate, if I only stop to adjust the load, then it's not considered I stop. You follow what I'm saying? There's two ways of stopping. There's lafush, is to take a break. That's called an actual stop. Lekatev means to adjust the load. That's not called an actual stop. That's like I'm still walking.
Okay. It's still walking even though we're not that. So like,
right. Okay. So therefore, if I stop just to adjust, then I'm butter in that case because I never stopped, quote unquote. Then if I stopped to rest, then I did stop. The other case, it's the reverse. That's what I'm saying. The other case, the reverse. Because if I stopped to rest. That's called stopping. Good. So now I never carry 4 hours. If I just stopped to adjust myself and I kept walking, then that's like a tape. That is considered still walking. So I did do 5 hours. That's what comes in. The more you see the Rashi's. Okay. Yeah. Well, again, because it's a separate act, right? So that's how the Rambam brings in 41. We saw it already back in one of the earlier sources. I forget which one. We saw it already, so I don't have to read the test again. But I'll have to test. The only thing is, he does mention this point, which we glossed over last time. Again, the last words of Ches. All right, now therefore test. Like you said, the extension we said before, you're not chayav until you stop. Okay, but he does mention this. Okay, that's only who she rots ba, but ma'at harezik okar minech asur. Okay, we'll come back to this point. If somebody is carrying something and it's Friday and they realize now it got dark, so then he can run back and get rid of the klachir. We'll come back to that point. Okay. Halacha yud. Akar chayfetz mershus harabim. Halach bo pachas me'arbamos. Ve'amad. Ve'chazo halach pachas me'arbamos. Ve'amad. Afil kolam kulo pata. Derais. I walked less than 4 hours. Less than four hours. Stop. Pata. But Bamed Ramamurim was to clarify the point. Bishamad Lura, when I stopped to take a break. Avalim Omed Lasakin Maso, Hare Zekimahalik. Ram says it openly. When I stop just to adjust the load, that's like I'm still walking. Ukshayamad Khutsa Arbamos Chayav. Okay? That same thing. If I stop outside the Arbamos, you know, when they carry something with other Rishus, that's considered Chayav again. Ushayamad Khutsa Arbamos Lanuach. Avalim Omed Lasakin Maso, Adayin Hukimahalik. That's the din. Okay?
The best thing you could do would be to stop the walk.
So let's see. So that's certainly one thing. Some Reish Samach Vav, next to Simon. Next to source 42. Some Reish Samach Vav. Sifala. Mishaya Baba Derek. He cut us off a yom. The guy was traveling somewhere. He had money. And so something is Shabbos. He doesn't come up that often nowadays. He's can still every once in a while. There's some big snowstorm on Friday. There's a big traffic jam and people get stuck somewhere. Okay, so what do you do? So the rest of the sifim says, do you have a cotton with you? There's an animal you can put it on, there's somebody else. Okay, but let's say you don't have any options. Sif Zayin. Any or shum echa, there's no animal that you can't put on the donkey. You have no cotton with you. You tal telenu pachos pachos me'arba amos. You can walk pachos pachos me'arba amos. That's the land. The Shabur explains, it's got in Yerches in 43. But each time we should stop to take a break. Yamod lofush ben time rega echad lahavsi b'neim. Okay, because hanochas gufo, like we saw, is kanochas chavis, puts everything together. That's considered like you paused. Ba'afagav the inom and b'time l'tzorach atzmo lanuach tzas. Even though you're not really doing it to rest, just to avoid doing it, never that's considered omed lofush. Yesh machmirin says tzorach dafka leishav ben time or to put the item down, but then that's what some most harm don't require that. Okay, lemaisa ordinarily you're not allowed to do that. Ordinarily, carrying pachas pachas is not allowed. That's in Simon Shin Mem Tes Sifhei 44. Aser laholi chayfetz pachas pachas marbamas. I feel like I'm not sure if it's ordinarily, it's aser. Okay? The Mishmur says anything about Omer Lofa. The important Shara Tzion in the Mishmur there in Simon Shin Mem Tes, Simon Shin Mem Tes, so you quote your ches. Okay? He says, even if he didn't stop to rest, but for any other reason, okay, it's really midaraisa. It should be considered an amida. It's not just to rest, okay. It's only omid lakate. Why is omid lakate? As the Mishnah explains it, why is omid lakate? Why is that called like you're still walking? Because that motion to adjust your burden, adjust the load, that's just an extension of walking. It's to facilitate, you know, better walking, okay. To finish up, what taka happens on Erev Shabbos or even on Shabbos when you realize you have something? So the Gemara at the very end of the Masechta Kuf Nun Gimel Amud Beis, finish up 47. Okay, he had something on his shoulder and it's Shabbos. He You know, Rashi explains Kaddish on the Yom. Rashi Kufnun Gimel Beis in 48. Unachas Al Ksefa Bevod Yom and Kaddish on the Yom. Rot Tachteh Ad Shemagil Beisu. Run to your house with it. But like we saw in the Rambam before, and I printed the Rambam again at Perkei Yom Halachatess in 49, should run. Alo Kali Kali means not Rashi says, no, why not? Because there's a heker. Okay, you won't pause. I just to keep moving. They'll never have a hanacha. That's why you should run. What do you mean? Can I walk slowly? I'm also still moving. Yeah, if you walk slowly, you're more likely to what? To stop. So the running reminds you, you know, you gotta finish this process. You won't stop. Then the Rambam says, yeah, the Gemara says, one second. Sof, kimata lebeisa, ef shenu akai porta. You get to your house, you're going to stop. And then you bring it into Rosh Hashanah Yochan. So the Gemara says, the end, the zorek le kelachar yad. You put it down in a backwards way, kelachar yad. Rashi says, shalo kederek zeriko. You shake it off, or you dump it off, or something. So there's really a couple of things. The Rambam Perek of Yimala Chates, which we saw above, 49, says, you know, you should run past this way and also get rid of it, kilacha yad. So that is another heter. So one heter is dal, pachos mi dal alas. Another way is you can do anocha, but if you do anocha, kilacha yad, that would not be a doraisa. Right? And that's what Shuharach passes that way. It's in Shumre Bereshah above, yeah.
So what's the point of the other conversation we had about like walking a little bit and stopping and stopping? Like, when I say you should just be running. And they seem to see scenarios
right
though.
No.
They're both scenarios where you're in the Rosh Hashanah and looking at
it that
you shouldn't be. This is in case of
the right.
Accident.
It,
this is, they're both mistakes.
Yeah, so they're both kind of ways out. They're both ways. There, one second, in the case of the, one second. Yeah, so why do we, one, I have to check with one's prevalent with another. Okay, yeah, whatever reason, you couldn't do it, Dalamas, of the check. But the last thing I want to mention, the last few sources, okay, and Mishnah Berurah explains in Sukkot and Lamed Beis in 51, what does Kalacha Yad mean? You know, you throw it down in such a way as it knows to the rising. Yeah, I guess... One may be preferable than welcome. I have to have to check. Okay. The last thing is the Mishnah points out that Hanocha is only a problem when, and Hotzah rather, is a general thing. Hotzah is only a problem when you carry things in a normal fashion. So the Mishnah says on Sadi Beis Man 52, when this will finish, Hamotzi Bain, Bimino Bain, the smaller right hand, left hand, doesn't matter. Okay. Or you're on your shoulders, doesn't matter. Shekein Maso Bnei Kalas. Because again, the Levium carried stuff that's in this week's session. At the end of this week's session, they carried stuff on the shoulders. So that's considered normal. But Kelach Yado, Raglo, you carry something on your foot, Befiv, you carry something on your mouth, Marpeko, your armpit, Ozno, your ears, sorry, the hair, Pundoso, a money pin, and something like that. Obisas Chaluko, your cuffs, and all these things, your shoes, your Pato Shalahotzi Kederach Hamotzian. Kind of the rice level, you're only chayav if you carry something normally, the normal fashion. All right. Tosus points out that even though the Gemara they just mentioned, the Mishnah just mentioned putting something in your mouth that's not called normal, but Tosus, Devamas Hamotzi 54, inside of Beis Manalov, says, yeah, unless you're talking about food. If you're talking about food, then that is the normal way when you're eating. You know, sometimes people walk and eat. That is the normal way. Okay. So let's look at the last set, the Rambam. But the pasuk says, actually, it's in this week's sedra, "Masa v'nekos v'bakosif yisol." You know, the Torah says that they didn't get wagons, right? The bnei kos were in charge of the aron, and those things did not get any wagons because bakosif yisol they carry on the shoulders. That's called normal carrying. So Rambam says, "Perkin bein belak yibeis." Right hand, left hand doesn't matter. They shahotzi keder hamotzian. Same thing on the shoulders. It says bakosif yisol avol. Carried something funny with your foot or your mouth or your armpit or something like that. Then what about on your head? Used to be, I don't know if it's still true so much, when you was walking the Arab Shuk, you see these ladies had all the stuff on their head. You ever see those? they're carrying big bags and bundles on their head, baskets on their head. Okay. Rama says shoulders is masar kosfine. The achidala motzi masar rosho. See, that depends. If it's something very heavy, a big thing, then they put them on their heads, and then you're chayav because that's shekain derech hamotzian. That's a normal way to carry those things. I don't know for us, but for those people, then maybe you see the women have these heavy baskets on their heads. Okay, but your head's pretty hard, so it's a good place to carry if you can balance, keep your balance. Okay, but yeah, but they walk with it just sitting on their head. Okay, so that's called derech motzian. But if it's something most people don't put on their head, you don't walk out and carry a book by putting it on your head. I guess you could. That's not called normal. So it's only called carrying when you do it in the normal fashion. So that's another thing to do in abnormal fashion. Let's talk more. Father Walsh. Okay. All right. We'll stop over here. Sorry. Extra. I'm going to have to send out the makoros for the next two shiurim. Will be one packet on defining the arba reshuyos and one of the things later. So that'll be the final packet. Again, we'll do maybe something on muktzah later, but not in terms of the beginner.